Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Tazir Yanis. Hello, Tazir.
Hey, you said my name right.
Hey, I know. For those who don't know who Tazir is, you've never been to the capital city, all right? You've never been to a hot spot called Coffee Zone. Tazir is the owner and face behind the counter of Coffee Zone. So, Tazir, tell us a little bit about how the whole concept of Coffee Zone came about, how you came to the capital city.
Yeah, I have a great story for that.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, I'd love to hear it.
I know, and everybody else. I know, I love it. So, I moved to Missouri about 29 years ago, almost 30 years.
Okay.
And from New York, I moved to Colombia. Okay. Actually, I went to visit my brother.
Okay.
In Colombia. And I fell in love in Colombia. With Colombia and in Colombia.
Both, oh, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So, and so I worked for my brother for 9.5 years.
Okay.
Then I had really good a friend of mine. His name is Jack and Mary still. They kept saying, you need to open a coffee shop in Jeff City. There is nothing in Jeff City. There is nothing in Jeff City. And that was like 5 years of, back then I called it nagging.
Yeah.
Now I said, thank God it happened.
There you go.
But so I said, okay, heck with it. I'll just go and just walk around and see what's Jeff City like. And so I came in April, beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I started walking downtown. Wasn't really much there.
Right.
100 block and 200 and 300. I walked all that.
Yep.
And I went to see Mary still at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
To see what's up, and she was not there. So one decided to come back and walk High Street again. Then I really fell in love with the whole downtown back then. And that was 21 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, April of 2003, 2002. Anyway, one of them. Then I was standing in the front of Yanis Coffee Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Back then was an empty building. And I happened to start talking about, oh man, this is a really cool building. This is a great place. Shea Monet was there back then.
Uh-huh.
And I went inside there. I said, oh, this is a great place here. She said, yeah, it's a great downtown. I said, cool. So I grabbed a cup of coffee and sat down on the bench in front of Hawthorne Bank. And not even 5-10 minutes into it, I got to meet George Turgeon. And George brought his dad, Jim, and we both start talking about the place. Uh-huh. And George said, oh, this is our place. Let me call my dad and open and let's walk in it. And
yeah.
I walked in it. I mean, of course, there was nothing in there. So I decided, you know what? That's a great place. I'll just go home back to Colombia and just talk to my wife, my newlywed.
All right.
Let's put it that way. We were
right.
Newlywed. We got married in December and I was in Jeff City in April. So that night we decided to go and talk to George again and his dad. So we talked to George and his dad, and I brought my brother, my older brother, with me. And there's another real estate agent. He was his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're really not familiar with it.
Sure.
So we get to that point. We fall in love. I fall in love with downtown Jeff City.
Yep.
Hands down.
Yep.
I really enjoyed the look and what the potential could be.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything was technically needs some work. And there's a lot of people who were coming in, trying to work on downtown back then.
Yeah.
They have a vision. I had a vision. My wife had a great vision. And so we decided to talk to George and Jim about getting that building. So October 7th of 2003, that's when we opened Yanis Coffee Zone.
All right.
And it's been 20 years. And since then, first 2 years was not fun.
Oh.
No.
Why so?
I had three customers all day. So from 6:30 until back then, I used to open until 11 o'clock at night.
Mm.
So I carried the hours at Coffee Zone in Colombia.
Uh-huh.
Used to carry. And
right.
I thought it's the same thing. No.
No.
It was not. Jeff City was not actually prepared for a real coffee shop. We had none.
Right.
Literally, we had none. When the struggle is real, and I just insisted on introducing Jeff City to a best coffee in town before anybody even thought about it.
Right,
and
right.
Jeff City really respected that.
Yeah.
And they kept coming, and one after another, started telling people, we started building clientele. And here's the key for about Jeff City, which is I love.
Yeah.
If they welcome you, they will open their both arms to you.
Yes.
And that's a could be a curse or a blessing. And thank God it's been a blessing for me.
Right.
And Jeff City since then been nothing but an open arm for both arms, actually, and maybe hugs.
Yeah.
More than anything since then.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's one of those things where more than any city, this city really embraces local businesses. Absolutely. That really, they pour themselves into it, as yes. you do, right? Obviously, yes. you're in Coffee Zone every day.
Yes.
Right? Behind the counter, you're interacting with your customers.
Absolutely. Sometimes if you don't see me behind the counter, I'm in the basement.
Yeah.
That's where my office is.
Now, your staff sometimes questions, I think, if That's you're
true.
Actually working.
They think I'm taking a nap. That's yeah. true. Luckily, I don't have a bench. I would have taken it.
No, there so. You go. You're an honest man. So for those who haven't been there, in addition to coffee, you do serve food, right?
So we started with really very, very small menu mm-hmm. first when we opened because we don't know what the clientele in Jeff City. So we had like four things on the menu, mm-hmm. salad, hummus, spinach pie, and literally muffins and scones.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
So we start adding stuff. We added a gyro. Mm-hmm. Then before you know it, we start, okay, Jeff City start welcoming us. Now they start know about the major Mediterranean food. Let's start introducing a lot more.
Yep.
So we decided to put a full kitchen, expand the whole kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that required a ventilation hood. Then we added a grill. Then we added six burners. Then we added a stove. So before we know it, we start, okay, let's bring the omelets to Jeff City. So mm-hmm. we start doing the omelets.
Yep.
Then we expanded the lunch. We start bringing, so we brought the gyro, the full gyro style instead of microwave.
Right.
That's all I could afford is a microwave
oh, sure.
back then. So we added the gyro machine. Then when we added the flat top, then we added chicken kebab. Then we added three more different salads.
Mm-hmm.
Then we added five more different plates to the menu. Then we decided to expand the breakfast.
Yeah.
Now we have probably 15 to 25 items for breakfast that some of it, nobody knows except some of, only the locals know right. about the menu.
All right.
So, which has some really funny names.
Yeah.
And there is a story behind every name.
All right. So, all right.
Yeah.
Obviously, the interest, the participation, customer participation has really grown. I mean, it's
yes.
it's always amazing to see, do a little name drop in here. Who regularly drops by Coffee Zone?
Oh, our amazing governor.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mike
yeah.
Kehoe.
Yeah.
The lieutenant governor. Hopefully, will become a governor also. His family, a lot of my local mall calendar, Jason Volkart. I can name so 200 people. Are they going to get mad at me? Hey, you didn't
there
say
you
my
go.
Name.
You so, didn't say my name.
I know. I was like, of course, we get a lot of people from the capital and a lot of people local.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of people from Columbia, Jeff City, Ashland, Whole Summit. So even the Lake of the Ozark, when they come and work in, at the capital, they just know Yanis Coffee Zone.
Yeah. So what do you think draws them to Yanis? Besides you, of course, right?
Besides me, nothing.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. We carry quality.
Yeah.
And I refuse to go cheap.
Yeah.
And that's my weakness. If I don't carry quality, there's no reason for me to carry the product.
Yeah.
And I just always been that way. And I waited back again when I opened my shop. Since I couldn't afford to put a full kitchen, I waited for that menu
mm-hmm.
until I couldn't afford it. If you don't have the quality, don't even bother.
Yeah.
That's my rule.
Good rule.
Yeah.
So let me ask this tough question. Is there another Mediterranean restaurant in Mid-Missouri?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there is plenty in Mid-Missouri.
Right.
But in Jeff City, I think I'm the only Mediterranean.
So
there's a difference between the Greek restaurants and Middle Eastern restaurants.
Okay. What's the difference?
So just the food and the type of geographic things, the spices are different. The way we present the food. Don't take me wrong. Theo's and George, I love you both, guys.
Yeah.
Obviously, George been here forever. So
yeah.
we're just totally, they know there's a different in the spices.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Interestingly, now you're jumping into a new business here.
Yes.
That is nothing regarding Mediterranean.
Correct.
Right?
That's correct.
The new place is called Izzy's.
Correct.
Right? What's the significance of the name?
So I've been a U.S. citizen for 16 years. It's
yeah.
about time to start introducing American food.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and Izzy is my daughter.
Okay.
And her real name is Isabella. But we've been calling her Izzy since she was born.
Okay.
It spells different also. It spells I-Z-Z. So, and that's how we kind of easier say, if she's in trouble, we call her Isabella.
Ah.
But that doesn't happen very often.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is going to be American style food.
That is correct. So we are targeting, here's my point.
Okay.
This idea been in my head for 10 years.
Okay.
And I always said, I want to open a damn good burger. My commitment to my family, my daughter is a gymnast.
Okay.
And she does 5 days a week in Colombia.
Yep.
From 4 until 8:30 at night. And my son is a soccer player. I coached soccer for 10 years, maybe 11.
Okay.
Then after I got to a level that really, this is the max I know, with the help from my good friend, Josh Handler. That's all we can give him. We need to give him something different other than different coaches.
Right.
So we joined St. Louis Gallagher team. We started driving to St. Louis 3 days a week, plus the games on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And when he graduated from high school, I got bored.
Yeah.
So I said, maybe that's my sign that God is telling me, hey, you had a dream.
Yeah.
Why don't you go for it? So I kind of talked to Christina, which is my lovely wife, about it. And she said, well, you always been saying you want to open a burger and shake.
Yeah.
So I said, yep. Yeah. I said, then Jimmy John's happened to leave downtown. And I know there was like a lot of in competition in town. Who's going to take that spot?
Yep.
And it is a hot spot.
It is.
No doubt. My fear was I want to be ready to serve the best for the best. So the million-dollar question was to my wife. I had to sit down with her. I said, listen, here's the deal. Jimmy John's is leaving, but I want one thing from you. She said, what is it? I said, I cannot help you to take Isabella to gymnastic.
Yeah.
To Colombia or the competition when she travel. And the competition season starts from end of November all the way until mid-April.
Right.
And there is a lot of traveling involved.
Yeah.
Dallas, Florida. So even Arizona. So that stuff I cannot help that we're both used to go together. So I said, think about it really hard.
Yeah.
Because that's a commitment.
Yeah.
To Jeff City. And I cannot leave. Anyway, we discussed it and she said, I got it. You go after your dream. Then I said, I end up going to George Turgeon.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
And happened to be, he's the owner of that building.
Yep.
And he said, he even looked at me and smiled. I said, uh-oh, I'm going to get goats and camels this time. So that's an inside joke between George and I first when we start talking about the Yanis Coffee Zone lease. But I had literally 2 days to take a decision on to take that lease on or not because there are so many people were involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they want that spot. And it's not fair for them or it's not fair for George.
Right.
To be waiting on a dream.
Yep.
So that dream has to become reality. And that reality has to be yes.
All right. Dove in with both feet.
Dove in with both feet.
Yeah.
But we know what we're doing.
Yep.
Hands down. I'll tell you a little bit about the menu.
Absolutely. I'm going to get hungry. I can tell.
I know. I knew things that people. So my goal is from day one, Jeff City, time to pay back Jeff City. How do you want to pay back Jeff City?
Mm-hmm.
I said, before we open, you can pay back by hiring local to build that Izzy's.
Yep.
And Jeff City give you so much time to give him back by hiring contractor, hiring electrician, signs. All that happened to be all local. Paint, all local. So then the next level is the menu. What kind of product we're going to use to be able to support local. So we decided to go, of course, Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Jacob Vogel, sorry if I tortured your name, but Jake did amazing job communicating with me. First one I talked to is Chris Hackman from Central Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our goal. You cannot have a great burger without a great shake. So the dream was to open something in the 50s when you grab the burger and shake and walk downtown.
Yeah.
60s, 70s.
Yep.
Even the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when you take your date out and just go grab a burger and shake and just walk around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was the plan. So what better way to start with than Central Dairy ice cream?
Absolutely.
So that's the first person I talked to. And I'm going to take my hat off to Chris Hackman. Without hesitation, was 10th of a second when I asked if I can use Central Dairy ice cream. And he said yes, hands down.
Yeah.
And I know his lovely wife, Dawn. She's my rock. So
yeah.
He's chicken. He can't say no. Because he knows
he's going to have to answer her.
Yeah, exactly. Dawn will slap his ears back just a little bit. Then the major thing for our half of that business is the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
The second half was the beef.
Sure.
Beef. So we secured the ice cream. Then happened to be I was talking to Mike Kehoe. And Mike introduced me to Scott from Steele's Missouri Beef. Another great local business.
Mm-hmm.
And before Scott actually got married the week before, I got to introduce to Scott and his family because they were in town for the wedding. And I said, okay, Scott, let's talk, but after you get married. This way I can get you in a great mood.
There you go.
So then after the marriage, after the wedding, I talked to Scott, and Scott brought me samples, and I really fell in love with that meat.
Yeah.
Fresh. It's not going to be frozen. He's going to hang it and age it for us.
Yeah.
And it's only going to be for Izzy's. So now we're at 80% of Izzy's between Coca-Cola, Central Dairy, and the meat.
Yes.
And the other 20% is what's going to go on it. So our menu is going to be very simple.
Okay.
There's going to be four different items on the menu.
All right.
Izzy one, Izzy two, Izzy three, Izzy four. And that's the menu.
This all right.
Yeah. That's all I got to tell you about the menu.
Oh, my God.
I know. And we're going to have six different shakes.
Okay.
Hand-cut fries.
Okay.
Which is we'll cut it fresh and we'll fry it right there. And we'll have, of course, we'll bring in Cherry Cook back.
Yeah.
From good old Whaley's.
Yeah.
Because I was asked to do it. That and my wife really loves root beer float.
Oh, yes.
And there is nobody serve root beer float here. So I figured, let's go old school again.
Yep.
With Cherry Cook, Vanilla Cook, root beer floats. Of course, all the sodas we're going to carry from Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have orange juice, apple juice, and water.
Okay.
And six different shakes.
Wow.
And that's our menu.
Let me just say I'm hungry right now.
Me too. Me too.
So when's this thing opening? When can I get my first burger?
Hey, listen, you'll be the first one to know. I'll tell you that again.
Right.
You and the News Tribune, because you all been a rock for Yannis Coffee Zone and now Izzy's. So I thank you all so much.
Sure.
For you and the whole staff. But we'll know more about it. I met with the engineer and we try and figure out the building does not have an exhaust hood.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to figure out the timing for that, when it'll be ready.
Okay.
And I'll know today or tomorrow about how long it's going to take. And from there, we'll set a date for soft opening. First will be literally closed door opening.
Mm-hmm.
Then soft opening, there will open.
Yeah.
Another local secret person in Jeff City, Chef Tommy Stewart. He's been a great chef at Central Bank.
Uh-huh.
And he is kind of pissed me off yesterday.
Yeah.
So I made Izzy's sauce. And he made Izzy's sauce from scratch.
Yeah.
And the test was Isabella, my daughter Izzy, and Christina, my wife, to test the sauce for Izzy's sauce. So guess what? I lost.
Oh.
And he won. And it tastes delicious.
Yeah.
And he's been working on it. We're going to adjust a little bit. So that's another 10%.
Okay.
Of one of the things we're at 90%. That 10% took away a lot of pressure by Coach Tommy.
Yeah.
And another great local. So you got to remember, we have to put the internet service. Jason Volker is doing all that for us, and he's local here. Also, Matt, he's also local. We got Gary Plumbing, also local. So everything involved in here is local.
Yeah.
So we're at 90%. The goal is to get to 95 before the soft opening. But we're going to take away the hood and exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
I got the construction guys doing the amazing job, Mike Worley and Jim Binney. But another local group of people.
Yeah.
So I'm pushing on them. I'm pushing on the hood people. I'm working with Jason on the menu. So we were just trying to finalize everything to kind of with my wife, with my two brothers in Colombia. I don't want to forget about them.
Sure.
Too. So, and we've been late nights, like 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, early mornings, sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
2:40.
Ooh.
Yes.
Brutal.
So forget about Izzy's right now. As a burger and a shake joint.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to Izzy and her friends, first thing she comes to me said, Dad, there is nobody cater for the high schoolers.
Yeah.
Which is a true statement.
Sure.
We got nowhere to go to hang out downtown. Just us and the friends, you know, they're 14, 15, 16, 17.
Yeah.
So the goal now to open later. Before was going to open just for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So now we decided already expanding the hours.
Yep.
So maybe, we hope, I will confirm that. It's not 100%, but we're at 80% that in the summertime will open until 9 o'clock at night. And in the wintertime, open until 7 o'clock in the evening. So we'll be open for lunch and dinner. And we'll have one day off. I hope everybody will let us take that day off.
I think you probably deserve that.
And
yeah.
I'm hoping, since Coffee Zone closes on Sunday, probably give all the staff that same day on Sunday.
Yeah.
This way we can come fresh on Monday.
Yeah.
But that will give another opportunity to Jeff City for them to hang out and have a shake in the summertime or have a burger and fries, you know?
So. Well, and I think that's a definite need. I mean, I came here 15 years ago. Okay. The first night I was downtown, I was surprised at how basically everything was closed, yeah. right? During the day, it's hustling and bustling.
Yes.
But at 6 o'clock, it was like you rolled up the sidewalks.
It's a ghost town.
Personally, I'm excited to see with your later hours, what effect that will have on the downtown.
Yeah, me too.
Just encouraging. It is a destination type spot to come yes. and spend some time in this beautiful city.
Absolutely. So, and you got to take it and just hand it to the people who actually wants downtown to succeed.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of work going in between the city, and shout out to the city of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
They've been amazing, amazing with the mayor, city administrator, Brian. They did an amazing job mm-hmm. working with a small business to bring more business. If this is the case, how the city actually deal with a small business comparing to 20 years, we're 120% better than what we used to be.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been a smooth sailing. And that city of Jefferson, nobody can tell me after this project that the city does not encourage small business.
Tazir?
Yes, sir.
It's always great to chat with you.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, everybody.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.